And the upper part of the house outside that the rain falls on.
The roof?
Yeah. And when the rain runs down the roof, it goes into the...
Gutter.
Okay. Into what?
Gutter.
Yeah, okay. And how about if you have several peaks on a house? You know? And what do you call that low part in between?
That's the rafters and the...
Yeah.
Roof.
Up on the outside, though. You know, where leaves might get in there. You have to go up and clean them out.
That's right. I've heard old people call them gutters.
Okay. Hmm. And right here, if you didn't want that open, you might tell someone what?
Close the door.
Okay. Or another way is, in other words, that a close would be, another word you might use instead of close.
Sure.
Okay. And on Monday, women traditionally did what?
Washing.
And on Tuesday, that's right, and on Tuesday they do what?
The ring.
All right. And do you have a word for both washing and ironing? Doing the...
Maybe I have, I don't remember.
Laundry or laundry?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Okay. Do you have a name? What would you call worthless furniture?
Worthless?
Yeah, just old stuff that you might store someplace. Things you're not using.
I don't know, they call them antiques now.
Okay. Do you have a special room that if you had a room in the house where you kept that stuff, would you have a name for that?
We always call it upstairs.
Okay.
Dark place.
Okay.
I live in that kind of a house. It's still my sister's next house right down here. They live there now in the house you're talking about, an old fashioned house up in there. We call it dark place. Things we wasn't using, we stick them back up in there. There's things there now. It's been there ever since I was a little boy, 50, 60, 75, 80, 90 years.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the largest outbuilding on a farm?
Outbuilding?
Yeah, the largest outbuilding.
Barn?
Yeah. And what was that used for?
Come in.
Hello.
That's my daughter.
My name is Lee.
I'm his.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to know you.
Came out here to Mr. Almeto sent me out here to talk to Mr. trying to get some information about local speech. And since he's a lifelong resident, I think he's just great for it.
Uh-huh.
What's the barn used for now?
Used for the stock. Cattle. Now they use it. Ain't many people use it, not much. Used to use it.
Okay. And how about a building for storing corn?
Crib.
All right. And what was the upper part of the barn called? The upper part?
Loft.
All right. What was that used for?
Storing hay, fodder.
Okay. What would you call a pile or a stack of hay? Out in the field.
It's a haystack.
All right. And a shelter for cows.
That's a barn.
All right. Would you call it anything special
They usually had cow barns. They didn't have no mules.
Okay.
They didn't keep the mules and the cows in the same barn. You know. Some mules kill them. Kill cows.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. They had to